5G technology for phone is coming to take us up from about 150 megabytes per second in transmittal power from the current 3G, 4G system, and up to, you know, more than a gigabyte and a half per second. What will that do to municipalities or for municipalities to have that increased capacity?
Well, I think it's, you know, what it does for the businesses and the people and the educators within that municipality. It just it broadens their reach to the world, their ability to do business, their ability to do research, increases exponentially.
The cities that are going to get it are the bigger ones with a more exploitable market for the devices that can be sold. Does the town of Normal have an idea when it's likely to deploy in cities the town size?
I don't think so at this point. I think the issue that faces municipalities across the United States is control of their rights of way. We lost that battle with fiber, we have no control over fiber installation. It's kind of unnerving to me. I think I've witnessed the seventh or eighth fiber installation along Vernon Avenue. Vernon Avenue, near the university, is almost constantly
dug up
because the next fiber company is coming in and running fiber. And we have no control over that. And, you know, they're generally reputable people and when they're doing that, but they could pierce a sewer and they wouldn't know it and we wouldn't know it until it became a problem. So the idea that a municipality has some control is the important issue for us now. Now, 5G is small cell deployment.
More little antennas.
Yeah, lots of little antennas.
You know, for someone like former council member Garrett Scott, who was death on signs, that's got to be an unsettling prospect.
Well, and municipalities are very concerned about what it's going to do to the streetscapes of their communities and want to be able to have some control over that because there are examples of very, very thoughtful 5G rollout, and there are some examples of some very horrible 5G rollout.
So who's doing it right, and what do you have to do to get it right?
I've just seen images. I can't tell you which communities were which on that.
So the town is a few years away from having to consider this sort of plan or these sorts of ordinances to regulate antenna installations?
I think so. I think probably 2 years before we really start looking at it.
Another aspect of 5G that the town may wish to concern is that the devices that facilitate 5G, that use it, are likely to be more expensive. And
correct.
So the haves and the have-nots are going to further diverge. Is there something the town should do or on that front?
Well, that's something we need to look at. I mean, this is issues that we had when cable companies came to town, when companies like Metronet and Comcast started going to fiber in the community. These are issues we'll probably deal with in our One Voice trip to Washington coming up next month, in the sense that we're two of our initiatives are smart cities, and this is fact-finding and talking to federal agencies. And the other one's rural broadband. And, you know, the point you brought out about haves and have-nots is the fact that this technology is going to go where there is density of population. And the rural people could get left behind on that.
What stake does the town of Normal have in advancing rural broadband?
I think it's by being a good neighbor. I think it's important that we take a regional view of where we live and not just what's good for Normal is good for Normal and everybody else will take care of themselves.
So what sort of policy would encourage that?
I think being supportive, working with the Economic Development Council, organizations like CERBIN and that, Serban does quite a bit in the rural areas, being a cooperative partner.
So if someone says, hey, Town of Normal, we want permission to install antennas all over town for 5G, would the town say, yes, but we want some digital equity considerations involved, and you should also consider rural areas surrounding the town? Is that a bargain you could strike?
Maybe. You know, it's hard to speculate on what bargaining power we would even have. I mean, we could quickly be preempted by the state or the federal government from even being involved in that decision, and that's the issue we're facing right now.